Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. I want to thank Menachem again for filling in while I was in Eretz Yisrael. And now we are back. Yud Beis and Mebeis. Yud Beis and Mebeis. Let's start with five lines from the bottom. The Gemara, as you know, the past couple of days has been discussing darshaning psukim from the beginning of the Megillah and going straight. And now we are up to where Mordechai comes onto the scene. So says the Gemara that the Mordechai is listed as belonging to two Shvatim. So the question is, five lines from the bottom, Kari le Yehudi, Alma Yehuda Kasi, V'kari le Yemini, Alma Binyamin Kasi. So he's recorded as Ish Yehudi Hayab Shushan Abira. So Ish Yehudi sounds like it's from Shevet Yehuda. And then later on it's Ish Yemini, which sounds like it's from Binyamin. So which is it? Is it from Yehuda or is he from Binyamin? The Vilna Gaon just asks, why does Yehudi give off the impression that he's from Yehuda? Ish Yemini, okay, he's from Binyamin. But maybe Yehudi is just like everybody. We're all called Yehudim. We're all called Jews. So why does Yehudi force us to think that he's from Shevet Yehuda? So the Gra has a different understanding of this question. The Gra thinks that the question is that the word Ish is used by both. Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini. And Ish is always a lashon of Chashivus and Rosh and head. So Ish Yehudi sounds like he's the head of. So Ish Yehudi sounds like he's the head of Yehuda, meaning the head of the entire nation, while Ish Yemini is mashma that he's only in charge of Shevet Binyamin. So that's the real question of the Gemara. Is he in charge of the entire Jewish people, or is he just in charge of Shevet Binyamin? So that's really the question. You have to work out how the answers work into his question, but that's how he interprets the question of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, we're going to have at least, we'll talk about how many exactly, three answers the Gemara is going to give to this question. Number one, Amar Rav Nachman, Mordechai Muchtar Bini Muso Haya. Rav Nachman says that Mordechai was Muchtar Bini Muso. He was crowned in his names. And as we're going to see, that means Amar Abba Barachana, Amar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, of Mividyamid Vivim Yehuda. Really, he was from both, so to speak. His father was from Binyamin, his mother was from Yehuda, and the Megillah wanted to list off both of those lineage in order to give chashivas to both of the Shvatim, Binyamin and Yehuda. That's answer number one. Number two, V'rabbanan Amri, Mishpachos Misgaros Zubazu. The families involved were each arguing with each other. They each wanted to claim that their Shevet was responsible for Mordechai being there, for Mordechai being around. Mishpachas Yehuda Omeres, really he was from Binyamin, but Yehuda wanted to take some of the claim. So Mishpachas Yehuda Omeres, Yehuda said, Anogarim Dimisyal and Mordechai, I am really responsible that Mordechai was born. Why? To lo katzle David l'shimi ben Gera. Because David, my ancestor, says Sheva Yehuda, did not kill Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera was one of those who blasphemed David HaMelech, and David HaMelech did not kill him. So therefore, says Yehuda, my Zayda is responsible, and Mordechai comes from Shimi ben Gera. So my Zayda is responsible that Mordechai is here, because without David HaMelech not killing him, so then he wouldn't be around. So he wanted to take some of the responsibility for Mordechai being there. Umishpachas Binyamin Amra, Binyamin says, what do you mean? Me not Gasi, but he's from my Shevet. He's from my Shevet in the patrilineal descent of Shvatim. Right, it goes by the father to determine what Shevet you're in. So therefore, Binyamin says, I'm in charge. So that's approach number two. Rava Amar, this is not a third answer yet, but Rava says, Knes Yisrael Amar Li'idach Gisa. Rava says, really, Klal Yisrael said the opposite. They each, Binyamin and Yehuda each said something, the opposite in terms of the Shimi ben Gera story and the Binyamin story. What they say? Re'u ma'asa li'Yehudi u'mashilin li'Yemini. They were upset. Look what Yehuda, meaning David HaMelech, did, and look what Binyamin did. What does that mean? Not in terms of praise, but in terms of negative attitude. Ma'asa li'Yehudi d'lokatzle David l'shimi. Number one, look what David did by not killing Shimi. D'syalad m'nei Mordechai d'mikni be'haman. Mordechai is here, but you know what? Mordechai caused us all these sorrows. Mordechai didn't bow down to Haman. We have so many problems because of Mordechai. If he would have just given in, then we wouldn't have such problems. So look, there's another chazal that say that Klal Yisrael was upset about Mordechai's behavior. So that's what they're saying. Yehudi, look what this David HaMelech did by not killing Shimi, and Mordechai's around. That causes problems. Umashilim li'yemini to lokatz li'Shaul la'agag, and look what The Yemini, the one from Shiva Binyamin, did Shaul's not killing Agag, which we're going to read about in 2 weeks, Parsha Zachar, the Haftorah, Lokali Shaul Agag, this Yalin Minei Haman de Mitzar Li Yisrael. By not killing Agag, we know that night before Shmuel was able to take care of Agag, Agag was able to have a relationship, and Haman came out of that, who caused us so many tzaras. So Rava says, just the opposite of each family's involvement, but the Klal Yisrael looked at it in a negative way and not in a positive way. Lokatli David l'shimi. Look at Rashi, top Rashi. David kenin kol shimi shahaya chayiv misa. Says he was chayiv misa. Shimi ben Geira. Look at the Rambam. It's not so clear that he was chayiv misa. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, when he quotes the halacha morid b'malchus, says the Rambam in Gimel Chetz, kol amorid b'malach yeish l'melech rishus lahargo. Anybody who rebels against the king is allowed to kill him. Afilu gazar al echad mishar ha'am she'ilach l'makom ploni v'lo halach. Even if you just tell somebody, walk down the street, and the guy doesn't walk down the street, o shalo yatsi b'beiso, don't go out of your house, and he goes out of your house, whatever the king says, you have to listen to. That's the halacha morid b'malchus, learned out from the Sefer Yehoshua, kol ish asher yame espicha. But then he quotes, v'chein kol ha'mevaze es ha'melech o macharif oso, if anybody disgraces the king, yesh lo melech reshus lahargo. The king has an option of killing him, kishimi ben Geira. Yesh reshus lahargo like Shimi ben Geira. So some of the Akronim suggest that maybe this is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Because Rashi says, shahaya chayiv misa, the Rambam's lashon is more of a morid b'malchus, the king has a reshus to kill, but not dafka, that he is chayiv misa. Either way, he can still learn it into the Gemara. Because if he had a reshus, and if he would have done it, then he would have saved us from Saras. Either way, that's Rashi and the Rambam. But what's amazing is that some Jews were upset at Mordechai. The other part of the Chazal, right? That Mordemikni Behaman, that Mordechai caused jealousy from on the Jewish people based on his behavior with Haman. So we're going to have Gemaras later on as well. What exactly was Mordechai thinking? Meaning, the question is, Mimanavshach, if it was real, Avodah Zarah, he didn't bow down, so how could the rest of Klal Yisrael bow down? It's Gili Arat, it's Avodah Zarah, it's one of the big three. And if it was not really Avodah Zarah, so how did Mordechai endanger the rest of Klal Yisrael and put them into this serious predicament by not bowing down? So it has to be explained one or the other. So all the Mefarshim give ideas. Just to give one suggestion, we'll have more hopefully later in the Masechta. That is one of the Achronim, the Ein Elio suggests, maybe the Machlokas was about a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin in Daf Samach Aleph has a Machlokas. Ha'oved Avodah Zarah Me Ahava Umiyira. Somebody serves Avodah Zarah out of love and fear. What does love and fear mean? Rashi there says, Me Ahavas Ha'adam O Miyiras Ha'adam Avalochashva Belibo Elokus. If you just, you've did out of fear, the guy's going to kill you, meaning, puts a gun to your head, it's really one of the big three, you shouldn't have done it, but you did it anyway. So is that, are you chai ever putter for that, if you serve out of ahava or to serve out of yira? That's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. So suggest the Ein Elio, that's what the machlokas is about. The Rabbanan say, if you say that it's a really, out of Avir Chayiv, so then that's Mordechai Shita. Mordechai says you can't do it because that's like a real Avodah Zarah. Even though you don't do it out of acceptance of Elokus, but it still smacks of Avodah Zarah, and therefore you can't do it. Mashiachin, maybe the rest of Klal Yisrael felt, no, you'd be Patur in that case. It's not real Avodah Zarah. That's why they were upset at him for not bowing down to Haman. Again, this is an issue which we'll come back to a number of times. Now we have a Maritz Chayitz, an amazing Maritz Chayitz, and a related story of Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz. Just to have this Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz with us, it's a great thing to say over. If you look in it starts with the Gilyon Hashas. Look on the bottom of the previous Amud. The Gilyon Hashas has quotes. Actually, first look at Rashi. The bottom Rashi on the Amud. Rashi says, three lines to the bottom, Na'are lo garsinon. Don't be gores Na'are. We have no idea where Na'are should be. It seems to be right before the answers the Gemara gives to the question of what Shevet he was from. He just says, don't be goris na'are. Ella, this is just the Gersa. Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Bishab and Levi V'chulu. So we read this Rashi, we wouldn't make such a big deal of it. Just some word that we have no idea where it should be. Look at the Gilyon Hashas on the Rashi, the bottom Gilyon Hashas, he says, Ayin Dvar Nechmad B'Sefer Makom Shmuel. Look at a beautiful idea in the Sefer Makom Shmuel. So we're still stuck. Who has the Sefer Malkam Shmuel? We have no idea where to look. So if you look at the Maritz Chayis here, the Maritz Chayis quotes the Sefer Malkam Shmuel, and he says, what is Na'are? Some have the Girsa Na'are here because it's a simon, it's a Rashi Tevis, an acronym to the four answers that are given in the Gemara to this question about the Shvatim. The first answer you see was given by Rav Nachman, then Rabbi Yehoshua, then, meaning, and Yehoshua, there's an Nun is not, Nun from Nare is Nachman, the Ayin from Yehoshua, at the end of the word is the Ayin, because it's going to be another Yud, you don't get confused, the Reish is Rava, and the Yud is Rabbi Yochanan. Those are the four answers given. So that was this Girsa, that was the Simen, and that's what the Gilgal Hashas is referring to, Davar Nechbad. Why does Rashi not like the Girsa? He says, Lo Gar Sinan. Says the Maritz Chai, because if you look, really, there aren't four answers. The first one was Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Mukhta bin Musa, but we really don't know what that means. The next line explains Rav Nachman. Rav Yeshua says, his father and his mother. So that's not a separate answer. So whenever you have a simin, na'are in the Gemara, it's always four separate answers. But here, it's not separate answers, that's why na'are is inappropriate. How do you know it's not a separate answer? So the Maharaj Chai says, whenever you have a machlokas between two opinions, do you have the name first or the verb first? Rabbi Meir Omer or Amar Rabbi Meir? What's the difference? So whenever it's arguing on a previous shita, you always have the name first. Rabbi Meir Omer, that's a second opinion. First is a Tanakh, Rabbi Meir Omer. If it's just a plain statement, not arguing on what was previously said, it's Amar Rabbi Meir. So what do you have here? First you have Amar Rav Nachman, that's the first answer. But what's the second one? Again, Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar's first, so obviously that shows that it's not a separate answer. The next two are Rava Amar and Rabbi Yochanan Amar. But that's how you know that the second one is not a separate answer. Now look back at the Rashi. Rashi says, Na'are lo gar sinan, Ella, what's the girsa? Amar Rabba Barchana Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's exactly the point. Rashi's explaining why we don't go with Na'are, because the Ayin, the Yoshua, is not a separate answer. It's really an explanation of the first one. So that's why he says, that's the hidden meaning behind that Rashi of Na'are. Just to add on one story that I once heard from Yonis and Ibishitz. It's a story that he was meeting. I heard it that he was meeting his future father-in-law. So he had to tell him a vart. So he told him the following vart. This is something just to have. A charifus. When we say this, something called charifus, a sharp thought, this is the best example of a sharp thought. He says, I'll ask you three questions. Number one, how were the people in the Gemara named Rabbi Yishmael? Yishmael, such a Russia. You know, why is there a Rabbi Yishmael? Number one. Number two, why is it that in Rabbi Yishmael Omer, which we say every day, we say Rabbi Yishmael Omer, and we don't say Omer Rabbi Yishmael? Right? Rabbi Yishmael's not arguing on anybody. And as we just said, when you're not arguing on anybody previously, it's Omer Rabbi Yishmael, not Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael Omer is as if he's arguing on somebody previously. It's the beginning of the paragraph. So it should be Omer Rabbi Yishmael. Number two. Number three question is, one of the Yud Gimel Midos we know is Klalu Prado Klal. If there's a general general rule and then a specific, then a general, Klalu Prado Klal. There are different rules and regulations. How do you learn Klalu Prado Klal? Ask Rav Yonatan Ibishitz, what do you mean? There's an idea of Ein Muktamu Ucher BaTorah. Right, the Torah is not written in order, Rashi quotes a number of times. So if Ein Muktamu Ucher BaTorah, how do you ever darshan Klalu Prado Klal? How do you darshan any of these? Maybe there should be two Klalim and then a Prat. General, specific, like it's all mixed up. Ein Muktamu Ucher BaTorah. So it says if you're going to Tzadayim, it's just to answer all three questions. There's a Rashi at the end of Chayasara, where the Pasuk says, end of Chayasara, Vayikbaru Oso Yitzchak V'Yishmael Banav. Abraham was buried by Yitzchak and Yishmael, his sons. It says Rashi on that Pasuk, remember what Rashi says? Mikan, that Yishmael did Shuva. Because it says Yitzchak first in the Pasuk, it says Yitzchak and Yishmael buried their father, so that's how you know that he did Shuva. Ask if you understand, I'm just, what do you mean? How is it a proof that Yitzchak buried, that he did Shuva? Maybe he just puts Yitzchak before Yishmael because, you know, the Torahs are in out of order. What's the answer? If it's in the same Pasuk, you say Muktam Mu'uchar. The Torah's not going to be out of order in the same Pasuk. As long as it's in the same Pasuk, in the same Parasha, then you say the Torah is written exactly in order. So he says, that's why you'd know that Yishmael did Tshuva. That's why there's somebody called Rabbi Yishmael. Because Yishmael did Tshuva. So Rabbi Yishmael, there could be a Rabbi Yishmael because we darshan that he did Tshuva. And that's how Klal Prado Klal works. Why does Klal Prado Klal work? Then you hold that there's a specific order in the Torah for Klal Prado Klal. Because if it's in the same Parasha, we say yeah, there is a specific order. You don't say Ein Muktamu Mu'uchar. So if you put this all together for a minute, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, why is Omer afterwards? Because Rabbi Yishmael, the fact that there is a Rabbi Yishmael, the fact that we darshins, that Yisrael did tshuva because he's listed after Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel Omer teaches me that you're allowed to darshin all these Yud Gimel Midos. Klal of Prado Klal, Prado Klal, and all of those. So all three questions are answered by Rav Yonas and Ibishitz, and I guess he got the shidduch. I don't know, is it a big impression to his future father-in-law? Those are the three kashas, and one answer that connects again to this Maariv Chayis. Maariv Chayis says that that's why Rashi says, Na'arei lo garsinan, because of the Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi instead of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So again, look at that Maariv Chayis. It's an unbelievable thought just to explain this Rashi, which seems very harmless and not really telling us anything deep. Okay, let's continue. Fourth line on top. Rabbi Yochanan Omer. So up to the third answer according to the Maariv Chayis of why the both Shvatim are recorded in the Megillah, seeming like that he's from both. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, lo olam mi Binyamin ka'asi, really, ishimini. He's from Sheva Binyamin, right? Not from Yehuda. V'yamai karele Yehudi, why was he called Yehudi, al shum, shekafar b'avodah zarah? Because he denied avodah zarah. Again, put this on the list of what we just referred to before. Was it really avodah zarah or not? So this Gemara seems to say that it was. So covered by avodah zarah, shekalakofer by avodah zarah, nikri Yehudi. Because anybody who denies avodah zarah is called a Yehudi. Shlomo Kugler expands. It's not just that somebody who believes in God, but it's somebody who has who's in a situation where he can do avodah zarah. It's not just like every day. All of us are called Yehudi because of that. But it's emphasizing that somebody who's in a situation where there's mesiras nefesh involved, and he does it, that he rejects the avodah zarah in that case, so then he is called a Yehudi. As the pasuk says, "Vachanan mishal vazaria, Isai guvrin Yehudain." These Yehudi people, see, they're called Yehudi because they also rejected avodah zarah. Period. Next. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Kiavi Pasach b'Divrei Hayamin. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi started learning Divrei Hayamim, the last sefer in Tanakh. Amar Hachi, he used to say, as if saying to the sefer, Kol Devarecha Echad Heim Ba'anu Yodim L'Darshan. You have many words in your sefer that are different, and yet we know what they really mean. We know they're really referring to the same person, and it's Delo Kipshuto of the Pasuk. Another Maariv Chayis, right in this Pasuk says that even though we generally have the principle of Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, the Gemara in Yevamos, that you could always darshan an additional level of interpretation, but Pshat is always required. You have to darshan Pshat first and then, except for Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim, you don't even have to darshan the Pshat. Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto Midivrei Hayamim, because a medrash to that effect, but Divrei Hayamim is different. The Gemara says, in Yevamos, there's only one exception to Eina Mikra Yosem Deib Shuto. In all of the Torah, I guess in all of Tanakh, except for Divrei Hayamim, says, remember the Divrei, the Gemara Yevamos, is HaBachar Asher Teled, by Yevamos. HaBachar Asher Teled, he says, the Bachar that will be born, Yakim Al Shem Achiv Ameis, really it's the brother that will be Mekim Al Shem Achiv, by Yibum, and not the child. That's the only exception to the rule that we say Mikra Yosem Deib Shuto, but says the Maariv Chayis, when it comes to Divrei Hayamim, we also say that. Continuing. So what's the pasuk? V'ishto ha-Yehudiya yoldas yered avi gedor v'schever avi socha v'shikutil avi zanoach. The ishto, either the Yehudiya woman or the woman named Yehudiya, gave birth to Yered, Chaver, and Yekutiel. The Eila b'nei Basya, bas parash alokach mered. And these are really old names of Moshe Rabbeinu. And these are b'nei Basya, bas paro. These are the children, really, it's one child, of Basya, the daughter of Paro, asher lokach mered, who mered had taken in marriage. End of the pasuk. So now we're going to darshan it. Amai karele Yehudiya. Why is this Gemara here? Because we just spoke about who's called a Yehudi. So now we're darshan a Yehudiya. Why was she called a Yehudiya? Because al shum shekafer b'avodah zarah. Because Basya denied avodah zarah. Kiddichsiv, as the pasuk says, v'tered bas paro l'chotz al hayar. Bas paro went down to wash at the river. V'yomer of Yochanan sheyarda l'chotz migilulei beis avia. She really, what does it mean? She went down to the yard. She went down to get washed away from her father's avodah zarah. Rashi says, first skinny line, litbol l'shum gerus. Right? She was going down to convert, to become a giyores. And that's what the allusion is. The Sifsei Chachamim says, dafka at the yar, because the yar was the god of the Egyptians. So dafka, she went down there to emphasize that she was rejecting everything from her father's house. There's a problem, though, with this Rashi. Or not a problem, maybe a proof to something. What does Rashi say? She went down Rechitza L'Shem Geirus. There was no Jewish people yet. This was before Mount Torah. So what do you mean, Geirus? Says the Brisker Rav on Parshas Bo, Haraya, that there was a concept of Geirus even before Mount Torah. What was she being roches for? L'shem Geirus. They didn't have the Jews yet. What was Geirus? What? So it says maybe there were a few extra mitzvahs they had, right? It was in Mitzrayim. They weren't even in Mara yet. So what else did they have? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim that Amram got a few extra mitzvahs and along the way a little more than Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noah. But still, it's an important Rashi that is quoted of Tefillah L'shem Geirus. The Turei Evan is amazed by it. He quotes Rashi and he quotes Vahalasa. You'll need tefillah when you become Jewish. You don't really have Jewish yet. They were maybe super B'nai Noach, but they weren't really Jewish yet. So he says this rechitza wasn't really a real rechitza tefillah. He argues on Rashi. He says maybe it's just a loss b'kedusha. She wanted to become more kadosh, but not that it was a real geirus, because there was no geirus. The Tziv and the Rami Sadi here suggests that maybe it's similar to the concept we have. He quotes the halacha in Yeridei and Reis Samaches, right, in Hilchas Geirus, where there's a minhag brought down that a mishumid, somebody who went off the path of Judaism and then came back, he was always Jewish, does a tefillah. Even though he was always Jewish, he doesn't have to do a tefillah shem geirus. But there's a minhag when he comes back, when he's chozer b'tshuva, that to do a geirus. It says in the Tziv, maybe that's what it's always safas kedusha, but it's not dafka that it is geirus. Either way, it's an important Rashi to remember that she was toveles l'shem geirus. That's what Rashi says. Ask the Gemara now, Yolda, did she, Basia, really give birth to Moshe? Vaha Rivuya Ravise. Really, she just raised him. So what do you mean? How does the Pasuk say Yolda? Lomer Lacha, to teach me. Kal Magadol Yasom V'Yasoma B'Toch Beso. It's to teach me that anybody who brings up orphans in their house, it's not only literally orphans, Moshe had parents, they just weren't around, right? Anybody brings up orphans in their house, Ma'ale Allah Akasav Kilo Yoldo, the Pasuk considers it as if they had given birth to this child. There was a big discussion in many areas of halacha, how far do you take this principle? If somebody brings up a child in their house, what about getting an aliyah, the Chassam Sofer talks about? If somebody is brought up in somebody's house, could they have that father, right, as their father's name in the when they were called up to an aliyah? Or the Ramah has a tshuva in Kuf Yud Ches, and Simon Kuf Yud Ches, what about saying Kaddish? There was a discussion that there was an elderly man who wrote a letter to the Ramah. I want my stepson, I want the son that's in my house, to say Kaddish for me amongst the other sons. Is there anything wrong with that? So he says, his daughter's son who grew up in their house. Could he say Kaddish because he was Godlo Bebeso? So one of the Gemaras that the Ramah quotes is yes, because of this Gemara. Because it's Ki'ilu Yaldo. So you have it by Kaddish, you have it by Aliyah, and one more says the Rav Shlomo Kluger and Simon Aleph and Eben Ezer. Whenever you have a Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch, he always brings up fascinating issues. So Simon Aleph and Shulchan Aruch is about the mitzvah of Puravu. So the Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Chachma Shlomo says, Nistapakti. If somebody does this, are they Mikayim Puravu? If they bring up children, let's say somebody, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give the bracha to someone of having a child, so they want to bring up a child. So do they get the mitzvah puravu? So nistapakti misha gadol yasam yasoma im nechshav zakim puravu. Kivan shamar chazal, because ki'ilu, ma'al kadav gilu yoldo, so to hear. Or not, it's not dome mamish. So he said, maybe it's a machlokas, of course a machlokas between the prisha and the somewhere else, about what does ki'ilu mean? Does ki'ilu really mean exactly ki'ilu yoldo? Or does ki'ilu mean, you know, in a some hashkafic, general, flexible sense, but not really ki'ilu yoldo? So maybe it's based on that. But that's his issue about whether you're yotzi puravu with this. So it's the aliyah and kaddish and puravu, other issues as well. But we'll stop here. Continuing, Yered, Dashin, the Pasig. So all of these, Yered, Chaver, and Yekutiel, were all names of Moshe. So why were we called all these names? Yered, and Moshe, Velamanik, Rishman. Yered, Sheyared, Lahem, Yisrael, Man, Biyamav. Why is he called Yered? Because he brought down, in his chus, the man came down for the Jewish people in his day. For some reason, the Grut does not like this Gerasa, so he changes it to, he brought the Torah down to Bnei Yisrael. Horid Torah li Yisrael. Maybe that's more of a defining aspect of his life, not the man. Maybe he's bothered because all three personalities we had earlier, right, Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam, all had a nace that happened for them. The Mon and the Be'er and the Ananiah Kovet. So why Dafka that one? So maybe that's why the Gra changes the Gersa. Gedor, Shegadar Pirtzos Ein Shei Yisrael. Gedor, a fence. He closed up the Pirtzos of Bnei Yisrael. He brought them closer to Hashem. Chever, Shechibres Yisrael Avin Shemeshmayim. Chever, because he connected the Jews to their father in heaven. He was the Mechaber. Socho, Shenasu Lahem Li Yisrael Kesukah. He was a protective layer like a sukkah to the Jewish people when Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy them by by the Ega, by the Meraglim, he protected them. Yikutiel, Shekivu Yisrael, Lokel B'yamav. Yikutiel, because Bnei Yisrael were Makaveh, hoped towards Hashem in his days. Zanoach, Shehizniach Avonasein, She Yisrael. So Noach, he was able to throw away the sins of Am Yisrael in his day. He brought them closer. Avi, Avi, Avi. The word Avi is used three times in the pasuk quoted above. Avi Zanoach, Avi, Avi Socho, Abba Torah, Abba Chachma, Abba Nevius. He was a father in Torah, Chachma, and Nevuah in these three ways. Ve'elu b'nei Basia ashalachach merit, continuing the pasuk, these are the children of Basia. Really, it's only one child, Moshe, that merit took. B'chi merit shmo v'alekalev shmo. What do you mean merit? It was Kalev. Really, Kalev married Basia. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Kalev shemarad ba'atzes meraglim, v'yisez bas paro shemarad v'gilulei beis aviyah. Come Kalev, who went against the meraglim, and marry bas paro, who went against her avodah zarah of his father's house. The Mefarshim work out how this medrash works with the other medrash that Kalev married Miriam. But again, that's Midrashim Chalukos, or you just got to work out, maybe I had both, maybe it was, some say it was at different times, you know, either way, so we're familiar with the other medrash, but that is at least this Gemara. Period. So now we get back to Darshaning Psukim from the Megillah. Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, Mordechai was in the Gola, in the Golas from Yerushalayim, one of the Psukim we read in the Eichatun, in the Megillah, Amar Rava Shegola Me'atzmo. It has an extra lashon of gala in the pasuk. Asher haglam Yerushalayim, asher haglasa. So we darshan from there that he wasn't forced out, but he exiled himself to join the rest of the Jews. Shagala me'atzmo. Vayhi omein es hadasa. He raised hadasa. Karei le'hadasa v'karei le'Esther. So we know Esther's name had two names, Esther and Hadasa. Tani Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Shema. V'ol mikro Shema Hadasa. Really, Esther was her name. Why was she called Hadasa? Al shem ha-tzadikim shenikru Hadasim. Because she was righteous and tzadikim are called Hadasim. V'cheinu Omer v'hu omeid ben ha-hadasim. As the Pasuk says in Zechariah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was amongst the Hadasim, amongst the righteous people. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hadasim. Yeah. Why only her, of all people? Right? There might be other reasons. Maybe on the other reasons coming up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hadasa Shma, V'lama Nikri Shma Esther. The opposite, really, her name was Hadasa. So why was she also called Esther? Hashem tries to masteres tvareha, shenemar ein Esther magadis es ama v'chulu. Why was she called Esther? Because she was mastir. She hid her words, meaning she did not tell Achashverosh the name of her nation. Mefarshim also talk about, it's not Mefarsh in the Megillah, why didn't Esther tell her nation? Why would it have been so bad for Achashverosh to know? Was it just Siyata Deshmaya that she shouldn't know until later, and Achashverosh would all of a sudden hear about it? Who's your nation? But it's not 100% clear in the Megillah why Mordechai commanded Esther not to tell over her nation. Maybe some say because Esther always made a hard time when Achashverosh wanted her to come to the palace. She always caused Saras, that she always only went being forced. So she would have gotten her nation in trouble. That's what the Vilna Gaon suggests. But either way, it's not clear. There are different explanations given. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Hadasa Shema, V'lekar Shema Esther. Rabbi Nechemiah also says Hadasa was her real name. Why was she called Esther? Shayu Umos Ha'olin Koran Osal Shum Istaher. Because the nations of the world used to say she was as beautiful as the moon. And Sihara in Aramaic is the moon. That's Esther. Ben Azai Omer, Esther Lo Arucha V'lo Kitzara Ha'isa Ela Beinonis Kahadasa. Ben Azai says Esther was the perfect. She wasn't too short, too tall. She was exactly perfect, like a hurdle, like a myrtle, like a hadas branch, a perfect one. The Marsha here quotes the Gemara we had in Maseches Brachos that when Chana was dining for a child, she wanted an average one, an average, you know, not too tall, not too short. Right? So that's a mila, not to be. Right? We only know Shaul HaMelech, the Navi says, was Mishichma Olamala. Right? We know what happened to Shaul HaMelech, his ultimate tragic demise. So maybe it's. It's good to be an average-looking person. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Esther Yirak Rokes Haisa. V'chut shel chesed mashach aleha. Heard this medrash, Esther was green. But, chut shel chesed mashach aleha. There was a chesed, chut shel chesed, because she was green, so nobody would think she was beautiful, so there was a chut shel chesed that was mashach. There was she found favor in people's eyes, and in that way, even though she was green, she was able to find favor in one's eyes. Says the Vilna Gaon, why exactly are we making this drasha? Yirak Rakas? Is there anything in the pasuk forcing us to say that she was Yirak Rakas? So says the Gra, is Rabbi Yeshua ben late, Yeshua ben Karcha l'shitaso. Yeshua ben Karcha, that's the one talking here. So he says, if you look in Meseches Baba Basra, there's a machlokes when Eov lived. Some say Eov never lived. But some say Eov was in the time of Paro. Some say Eov was in the time of Achashverosh. That's Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. It says Eov was in the time of Achashverosh. And the pasuk says, in Eov, velo nimsa nashim yafos kibinos Eov b'chol ha'aretz. The daughters of Eov were the most beautiful women in the whole land. Says the Gra, according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, so the benos Eov should have been taken by Achashverosh. They were the most beautiful. So therefore, he himself, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, has to darshan that even though they were the most beautiful, there was some other reason why Esther was chosen. So Yerach Rakas is emphasizing that she wasn't the most beautiful, and yet, chutzal chesed mashach alaha. So the Gra says you have to have shas in your fingertips, and then you'll be able to understand why Rabbi Shua ben Karcha makes such a drasha. Okay, continuing darshan the psukim. Ki ein la'ava eim uvos aviyavi ima. She did not have a mother and father, or her father and mother died. So lamali. So we do know that if she doesn't have a father and mother, then obviously they died. So why? What's the emphasis of the pasuk? Amar of Acha. Ravacha says it's to emphasize that she never had a father and a mother. Ibarta mesa viha, when her mother was pregnant with her, her father had died. Yaldasa mesa ima, when she was born, her mother died in childbirth. Ubamosa viha vima locha Mordechai lo labas, when her parents died, Mordechai took her as a literally daughter, labas. Tana mishim rabbi meir, altikra labas ela labayis. Don't read it as daughter, but read it as bayis, which is a word for wife. Right, beso zuishto. V'cheinu omer, where do we see that bas can mean bias? So we have it by the pasuk when the Navi is talking to David HaMelech after he had the maisa with Bathsheba and he sent out Uriah. So the Navi is describing the a poor person with his only sheep trying to get David HaMelech to see his sin. So the Navi says to David, Ularash ain't call a poor person doesn't have kim kipsa achas katana, one little sheep, a shirkana that he bought, v'yichayev atigdal shemo. And he, the poor person, took care of the sheep and brought him up. The imban of Yachtov with his children, mipito tochel mikoso tishta. From his bread she eats, the sheep eats. From his coat she drinks, ubecheko tishkav. And next to her chest she rests, she sleeps. Vatihilo kabas, and she's like a daughter. So ask the Gemara now. Mishum debecheko tishkav havis labas. An identifying feature of a daughter is not lying next to the person. So Ella, it must be labias. It must be bias, not bas, because that's an identifying feature of a wife who sleeps next to the husband. Hachanami labias. So to an arpasik, the word bas can mean bias, that Esther really was married to Mordechai. Continuing darshaning, Vesheva hanaaros v'chulu. She had seven na'aros, seven young maidens that helped her out. That meant, says the Gemara, that she had one every day of the week. She had the Sunday maiden, the Tuesday maiden, the Wednesday maiden, etc. Why? So Rashi explains here to make sure that she remembers when Shabbos was. You remember when Shabbos was? So ask them on the part, why did she know when Shabbos was? They didn't have calendars in those days. I mean, just like everybody else. She wasn't like locked up. She wasn't on the Gemara says in Shabbos we had. If you're on a deserted island, you don't know when Shabbos is going to be, so start counting. And there's a machlokas, whether you count Shabbos first or Shabbos seventh. But you start counting, but here she knew when Shabbos was. So ask the Turei Evan, why does she need these maidens? So says the Turei Evan, no, the point is, because she was always inside. She was the queen. She wasn't always outside. And it could be that at Bein HaShemashos, as it's getting dark out, maybe the weather won't be so nice, so she won't know exactly when Shabbos is going to start. So that's why she had maidens come, so they're always outside. They're always switching of the naros. So when they would come, she would have them come in starting every night. So therefore, that's how she knew when Shabbos started. She didn't dafka when Shabbos was, what day, but says the Turei Evan, maybe it's to emphasize to us that she knew when Shabbos would be, when Shabbos would start. Okay. Vayishaneha ve'es naroseha. He changed, talking about Haggai. Haggai did something different for Esther and her entourage. V'chulu amarav she'achila machla Yehudi. Either he gave them kosher food. U'shmol amar she'achila kadil de'chaziri. The opposite, no. He gave them parts of a pig. Rashi says, and because they were ba'ones, they had to eat them. Right, they had to eat them. Echali kadli dechaziri. Tosfos, top, bottom tosfos on the top. V'chas v'shalom hi lo haso ocheles. So he just doesn't say what's meant here. He just says, Chas v'shalom, Rashi's right. Chas v'shalom that she ate it. So what's the message of this? Maybe she ate other things, but Rashi and Tosfos argue here whether these were actually eaten. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zeronim. She ate seeds. She ate seeds. That's what Haggai brought, maybe because he thought that she was from an aniyah, a poor family, and that's what she was used to. So seeds. V'cheinu Amar Badiyiha Meltzar no se pas begam. The pasuk teaches me that you can live off seeds, because it says the waiter took away their food, their bread, venosin lahem zeronim, and gave them seeds. Talking about in the times of Daniel. This is quoted as a minhag in the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Megillah, Yesh omrim sheish lecho ma'achol zeronim bepurim. Some say to eat foods with seeds in them on Purim. Zecher lezeronim sheachol Daniel v'chader v'bavel. And the Mishnah Berurah says, also Esther, our Gemara, also Esther. So have some sesame bagels on Purim at your Suda. Continuing darshaning, Shisha Chadashim b'shem Amar, 6 months in the type of oils. My shem Amar, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar sitach, the type of spice. Rav Huna Amar, shemen zayis, lohevi shlish. Shemen zayis, olive oil that did not get to a third of its growth. Tanir b'yud Omer, anfakinon, shemen zayis, lohevi shlish. This anfakinon is also shemen zayis that did not bring a shlish, get to a shlish of its maturity. V'lamasachanoso, why did they use this type of oil? Shemeshir is a seir ma'adinus abaser, because it took out unwanted hair and made the skin shine. Ma'adinus abaser. Period. Ba'erev hi ba'o v'boker hi shava. Every night a maiden went into Achashverosh and in the morning she came out. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mikinuso shalosha rasha lamanu shivcho. From the gnus of that Rasha. The Pasuk says gnus, he was always with a different woman. Each night, Migdusa Shalasha Rasha, we learn at least a little Shevach of him, Shlohayim Mishamish Bitaso Bayom. Because it says that every night a woman went in and every morning she came out. Mashma that's when he was Mishamish's Mita, only at night. Vatihi Esther Nose Schein. Esther found favor in his eyes, and everyone's eyes for that matter. Amar Belazar, we had this line before. Amar Belazar, Malami Shalakal Echa Ve'echa Nidmaso Loku Umaso. Right? Every person, Nidmalo, appeared. Every person thought that Esther was from their nation. So therefore, they always had a connection. I was doing this Gemara on the plane yesterday, whatever it was, and I was like, Nidmaku Umaso. So it's funny, like, you always, like, your nationality, you're always more comfortable. Like, I'm an American. I love, you know, we should all live in Eretz Yisrael. But, like, on the plane, so, like, there's a connection that you have with Israelis, and you have a connection that you have with an American. Like, there's a bonds that, because if that's your nationality, if that's your nationality, so there's a certain level of comfortableness in terms of language, in terms of identification. That's exactly the Peshat of the Gemara. Every nation thought that Esther was one of them. Right? So that's why they were all happy with her. They're all happy with her. Oh, she's one of us. Nindaloku umaso. Halavai, we should all have the connection that we should all be comfortable being a Ben Eretz Yisrael. That's our bracha. Vatilakach Esther. Esther was taken in Teves. Why Teves? Rashi quotes that it was Minash Shemayim. Why? Yerach Shenene Guf Managuf. It's the cold season. Teves. So that's when one wants to get warm. So that's when Achashverosh really would be looking for a wife to warm him up. And therefore, that's why Hashkacha had it that the story took place in Teves that he would take Esther. The king liked Esther more than his other wives and more than any of the psulos. So the question is, was she a beula or was she a basula? Because it says that he loved her more than his previous wives and more than his new psulos. Amarav bikish litom tam basula tam beula tam. It was magical that he had any feeling that he wanted from Esther. Esther was able to give him that pleasure. The king made a big feast. Why did he make a big feast? Because he wanted to learn her nationality. So he made a big feast for her, and still she was adamant she would not tell him where she was from. He gave off taxes. He said nobody has to pay taxes to try to get everybody into a good mood, and still she did not reveal. He sent presents to all the nations, and still she wouldn't reveal it. Period. Then the Pasuk says that all of the women Besulos came back again a second time. And the next words in the Pasuk is, Mordechai Yashib Bishar HaMelech. Mordechai was sitting there. What's the connection between the women coming back a second time and Mordechai sitting there? Ozel Shogalei to me Mordechai. Achashverosh really went to ask advice from Mordechai. He knew Mordechai was a smart man. So he says, hey Mordechai, how could I get her to reveal her nation to me? Amar, Ein Isha Miskan El B'Yarech Chaverta. So says Mordechai to him, a woman is always jealous of the other women in the man's life. So literally, Yarech B'Chaverta, the thigh of her friend. But still, therefore, you know, take some other women into your life. Really, Mordechai's ulterior motive was that maybe he'd find someone else that he was happy with. But that's what he says. You know, maybe if she becomes jealous, then she'll tell you. And still, though, she did not reveal. She did not tell over her nation. Period. V'chulu. Amr Rabbi Elazar my dechsev. What does the pasuk say? Lo yigra mitzadik enough. Hashem will never take his eyes off of its tzadik. Bischus, in the reward of the tznius that Rachel had, Shaul came out. Shaul, right, coming from Binyamin. Binyamin, one of the sons of Rachel. So, because of the tzias that Rachel had, she had Shaul, who was also at Sanua. Ubischar tzias shayisa, but Bishaul zachav yasemenu Esther. And because of the tzias that Shaul had, Esther came out of Shaul. Again, that's not mefurish, but Rashi explains that's the mesorah that we have, that Esther came from Shaul. Well, my tzias shayisa baba Rachel. So, what tzias did Rachel have? Tzivi Yaakov the Rachel ki achi aviyahu. When Yaakov comes to Rachel, he says that I am your father's brother. Yaakov wasn't Rachel's father's brother. Ben Achos Aviyahu. Really, he was Rachel's father's sister's son. Right, so it wasn't the brother or father of Lavan. Ella Amala. Really, this is the conversation that took place. Minsavili. Yaakov tells Rachel, please marry me. Amalei in. Okay, I'd love to. Miyu Abaramahu. But my father's a trickster. My father's going to try to mess up this marriage. Below Yachlisle, you're not going to be able to deal with him. He's a trickster. Amar la achiv anabramos. No, I can handle it. I could stoop to his level. Amar le, mishar le stuki le skriber amur yusa. Are you allowed to do that? Is a tzaddik allowed to stoop to the level of a ramai? Amar la in. He says, yeah. Im navar titavar v'im ikish titapol. Right, yes. With a wise person, you have to deal wisely. With a crooked person, you have to deal crookedly. The Rambam writes in a letter, though, that you can't do this bekvias. You can do this once in a while. But if somebody is constantly, daily dealing with a crooked person, it's gonna affect him, and he's gonna become somewhat crooked. As the Sefer Chinuch writes a number of times, Acharei Pu'ulotim Shachos Alavavos. If we do it all day, so then it's gonna affect us. So at least once in a while, to get the wife, he was able to do it. Amar lo Amayra Miusa. So he said to her, okay, what is he gonna do? So Amar le Itzli Achsei Dekashi Sheminai. I have an older sister. V'lo Minsev Limikama, and he won't marry her, mean before her. On the side, v'chimatahu yomem ma'ayala l'gabach, and when the day comes, he's going to send her instead. So masal simanim, that's famous Gemara, that Yaakov gave her simanim. Kimata lelya, gave her special secret signs. So when the night came, amra hashta michsvi achtoi. But then when the night came, Rachel says that my sister's going to be embarrassed, masatino ni'ala, so she gives over the simanim. Haino d'chsiv, that's the pasuk, but he boke every hinei leya. In the morning, he realized it was leya. Michlal d'ad hashalav leya hi. Mashma that up till now he thought it was not Leah, it was Rachel. Elami tok simanim shemas Rachel aleya lo aviyadat hasha. Because of the simanim, therefore he thought that it was Rachel, and because of that level of tznius, interesting, what does tznius here mean? It means a certain type of not putting myself in the center of attention. That's what tznius is. Meaning Leah could be the center of attention. Here we're not talking about tznius, how she was dressing. Right? We're talking about it's a mentality of life. Tznua means I don't have to be in the center. So Leah was in the center, and that's why out of that, that's why she was zochet to have Shaul. There is a Gemara that says that, this is quoted in the by one of the Achronim, one of the Gemara that says that the only reason that a husband and wife are allowed to be together at night is because he recognizes her voice. And the voice is something that's unique to every person. So why didn't he recognize her voice here? So fine with the Simanim, but wasn't there a voice here? So as he suggests, forget who this was, one of their Achronim, and that is, no, the question is also asked by Yaakov and Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't recognize Yaakov's voice. Akokol Yaakov, he did. But sometimes siblings have similar voices. Siblings have similar voices. So to hear, Leah and Rachel might have had similar voices, so that's why he couldn't tell.
No Isser marrying the first cousin?
Sorry?
No Isser marrying the first cousin?
No, there's no Isser marrying the first cousin. You're allowed to marry your niece. An aunt is not allowed to marry a nephew, but the Gemara even says it's good for an uncle to marry a niece. Again, bismanazeh, when there are certain other medical issues involved, maybe it's not a good idea, but there's no problem. Umatznius haisa b'shaul d'chsiv. What tznius did Shaul have? Where does Shaul have? It was a tznua d'chsiv. After Shmuel Hanavi tells him that he's going to be the king, he comes back to his own home, and they say, Shaul, how was your day? And he says, fine, everything's okay. He doesn't say a word. That he became king. V'zramalucha, he did not tell anybody, asher amar Shmuel, that Shmuel had told him, zachav yatzmenu Esther, because of that tznius, he was zochah to have Esther come out. Period. V'yomer, b'lazak shakadosh baruch hu posik adula l'adam, posik l'banav b'nei banav atzokal adoros. Rav Elazar says when Hashem is posted gedula for a person, it goes forever and ever. When somebody gets schar, Shneimar, as it says, vayoshivim lanetzach vayigbahu, he puts them, he sits them down forever, and he lifts them up. But v'mheikas daito kadosh baruch hu mashpilo, Shneimar v'masurim bazikim v'chulo. But the next part of the pasuk, if it goes to a person's head, then kadosh baruch hu could bring him down, as it says, you might be tied up in ropes. V'esmamar Mordechai Esther Osa. Again, there's more here on these drushes, but we have these dafim that look like Maseches Brachas dafim, so we gotta move. V'esmamar Mordechai Esther Osa. Mordechai Esther followed the word of Mordechai. Amar Yirmiyah Shaisa Mara Damnida L'Chachamim. What does it mean? It means she still kept Hilchas Nida. Taras Mishpacha, she showed her ksamim, her stains, to Chachamim, to rabbis. Mefarshim point out that she didn't show it to Mordechai. Because the person's not supposed to be, sometimes the person can't be objective about his own ksamim. So that's why it's to the Chachamim, Dani to the Chachamim. He showed it to show that she was still keeping Halacha. Kasher Haisab Amnimito, just like she did when she was with him. Amar Rabba Bar Lema, Shahaisa Omedes Micheko Shal Achashverosh Vitoveles. What does this mean to teach me this pasuk? That she was with Achashverosh, that she left him, and she went to the mikveh and was Toveles. Why was she Toveles? What does she have to do the tefillah for before she was with Mordechai? Just from Mishum Nikius, Rashi says, because she wanted to get away from the disgusting nature of Achashverosh, Vyoshevet Mecheyosha Mordechai. So she went from Achashverosh to Mordechai. Fine. So again, the Mefarshim here ask, Tosfos says, the Tovelis, look at the little Tosfos on the side. The Imtomar, Lo Hayasham Avchana Shalosh Chadashim. The halacha usually is a woman is not allowed to be with two husbands within 3 months because there's an halacha of Havchana. You want to distinguish who's this child from. So what happened here? When she's going from Achashverosh to Mordechai to Achashverosh, how was she allowed to do that? There's a halacha of Havchana, right? Let's say after somebody, Rachman Aslan, gets divorced or gets an almana. So she has to wait 3 months. Chalitza, we even do after 3 months. Says Tosfos, Haisa Mishameshes B'moch. True, Mishameshes B'moch, some type of a birth control instrument that she made sure that she did not become pregnant. Who was she Mishameshes B'moch with? Which one? Achashverosh or Mordechai. So the Pashtus, some say, is Achashverosh. The Turi Evin, though, says, but we have a Misora that Daryavesh, who is the king that let them build the Beis HaMikdash, came from Achashverosh. So did she usually use with Achashverosh, but then she switched one time? Was it beforehand? There's a lot of action that the post can talk about on this little agarata of Mishameshes B'moch. Right, so again, but that's still, even if she was Karka Olam, she was allowed, but still the halacha of Havchana would apply. You have to wait 3 months in between, even forgetting the act itself. In those days, Mordechai was sitting, and Bigson and Seresh, the king got angry at Bigson and Seresh. We find in history one time that Hashem made a master get upset at his servants in order to help out at Tzaddik. Umanu Yosef. That's Yosef's story. Shneamar v'shamitero na'rivri v'chulu. Paro got mad at the Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Ofim in order to help the Yosef story. Avadim al-adunei amasos neisot tzadik. And the opposite. Hashem makes servants get upset at their master to do a neis for a tzadik. Umanu Mordechai. D'chsiva yivada adav al-mordechai v'chulu. So that's how the servants wanted to assassinate Achashverosh. And that led to the neis of Purim. Amar b'yochanan. Bixen v'zeresh ne tarsim hayu. Bixen v'zeresh were from Tarsi, a certain nation. V'yim sabin v'lashin Tarsi. They were speaking this language. And they thought that nobody recognized their language. They helped out Achashverosh. Achashverosh was busy every night with another woman. So they say, we haven't slept in days because he's busy with us every night. He wants drinks. He gets thirsty. So Bava Natal Eres Baseva Kadeshiyamos. Let's put some poison into his drink so that he'll die. They didn't realize that Mordechai was one of the Sanhedrin. And he knew 70 languages in Sunin Tarsi. So Amar Lo V'Halo Ein Mishparti Mishpartach HaShaveh. So one of them said to the other, but we have different watches. So how could we go do our plan? Amalo, ani eshmer mishmarti mishmartecha. Don't worry, I'll take care of your post, and you could go put the poison in. V'hainu d'chseva yivukash adavra v'yimatzei. That's what it says when the thing was checked out and it was found. What was found? Shlo nimsu b'mishmartan. They weren't found in their mishmar. Period. Just one more minute. Achar d'ramo eila. So after this whole story about Bixen and Seresh, right away comes Haman. Perek Gimel. Achar d'ramo eila. What my achar? What does that mean? Amarava achar shabar kadosh baruch hu refu lamaka. After the whole story, Esther's in place. Now Haman could come on the scene because Hashem is always makdim, precedes any plague on the Jewish people. He puts the refua, the answer to the plague, into place before it happens. Israel ela imkain boy lam refua tchila. Kadosh baruch hu first puts a refua first into place. Shneamar kirafi Yisrael benigla avon Ephraim. First comes the refua and then comes the avon. Aval umos aolam ein okem. But the Umas olam not so. Maka osan vakach b'elhem refua. First he hits them, and then he brings the refua. Shneamar v'nagav Hashem es Mitzrayim nagof v'rafo. First he has the nagof, and then he has the rafo. Then he heals them. Period. I guess we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem we will continue. Okay, those of you who came in.